Chapter 3. The Celestial Realm. Have you ever thought about what a tremendous influence can emanate from a spiritual school? An influence that can affect the whole of the world and mankind? A mystery school is designed specifically for people who really want to walk the path and who together wish to form God's people. However, the spiritual school also fulfills another function for, by means of its third magnetic field, it exerts a decisive influence on the whole of human existence. This aspect of the Brotherhood's tremendous work of liberation should never be underestimated. We are often so absorbed in the primary aim of the process of liberation that we tend to forget the wider aspects of the school's helping work. The influences and effects of the third magnetic field are often discussed in the school, but there is much more that could be said about its full implications and side effects. Did you know that by applying the method of not doing, by practicing all aspects of self-surrender, you are living and acting in an extremely revolutionary way with respect to the whole dialectical nature order? And did you know that if a sufficient number of people were to begin to walk the path shown by the school, then this alone would be enough to transform the face of the world in no time at all, to say nothing of the ultimate effects of the third magnetic field's radiation? Even if less than 1% of the world population were to practice Wu Wei, not doing, this small minority would be capable of changing the whole social, political, economic, and religious structure of our society, and the results would be ideal, seen from a dialectical point of view. And did you know that there have actually been periods in history when such situations really did prevail? In the history of ancient China, there were times when so great a number of people were following in the footsteps of Lao Tzu that ideal conditions developed throughout the country to the extent that people called it the celestial realm and came from all over the world to study its political system. But the result was that things very quickly went wrong. Things would have deteriorated in the end anyway, because such ideal conditions are only a temporary phenomenon caused by the radiations of the spiritual school. But when people tried to trace the causes of this resurgence in the political system rather than in the practice of Wu Wei, prosperity was bound to come to an early end. We can all see how quickly the present world order is rushing towards its end. Situations of extreme distress and despair are multiplying daily. These are the signs of the end. They are caused by the presence of an increasing number of magnetic lines of force that cannot be explained from ordinary nature. But it is not at all inevitable that the close of this day of manifestation should be marked solely by situations of misery, greater and more widespread than ever before. The end of this day of manifestation does not have to be characterized by a descent into bestiality and barbarism. For if that were the case, mankind would ultimately be left in such a brutalized state that any renewed attempt at deliverance in a new day of manifestation would be hampered by the most fundamental structural difficulties. It would be better if the end were to take place during a period of widespread moral and mystical resurgence. That is why it is such a blessing that the spiritual school is able not only to care for the liberation of all the entities who have entrusted themselves to it, but also to create new opportunities for everyone else in a celestial realm, which, although it is only a temporary phenomenon, creates the psychological conditions in which the hope of ultimate freedom can be born. Imagine a person who faces his end in a mood of utter misery and desolation. And imagine a person who faces his end in an atmosphere of happiness. The former would be immersed in egocentricity, and so blinded by hatred, resentment, and fear that there would be no knowing what reckless acts he might commit. The latter, experiencing happiness but realizing its fragility, would be much more susceptible to the touch of the gnosis. That is why it is a privilege to be allowed to testify that the practice of Wu Wei will enable the spiritual school and its brothers and sisters not only to depart from a perishing world, but also to give those who are left behind some measure of the earthly happiness they seek. In this way, an atmosphere of happiness will prevail, providing the conditions in which those still left behind can be found and saved by the gnosis. So, lift up your hearts and be comforted by the thought that, by positively practicing your pupilship, you will be not only helping yourself, not only serving the school, but also serving humanity in the most practical way.